Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through today. And we're pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in former Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard. Wesley, thanks so much for taking time to join us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, man, good to be on the show. Hope everybody's doing great.
Yeah, hope you are as well. And Wesley, as you can imagine, the Titans defense, it's been a large talking point of conversation around here locally. A lot of people pointing to not having a defensive coordinator with Dean Pease being gone this year. I'm interested to get your perspective in terms of being a former player in the NFL and just really knowing the relationship between the D coordinator and what actually translates to success on the field. How important is the defensive coordinator in terms of getting things, you know, locked down the right way and making sure that you're maximizing your defense's ability on the field?
Yeah, I think it's really, really, really key. If you look at my 6 years in Tennessee, I had two of the best defensive coordinators that the NFL has ever seen. And, you know, Coach Pease and Coach LeBeau. You know, the great thing about a defense is that you kind of take on that mentality of your D coordinator. And that's what we did with Coach LeBeau and Coach Pease. You know, man, Coach Pease is probably one of the most influential men within, I would say, within any NFL locker room he's been in. And, you know, that's it's struggling times because if you look at the defensive unit, every position room lost their key leaders. And I think right now they're in a pivotal position in a pivotal time that they have to establish themselves as leader. They have to get a new identity. The DB room, they don't have Logan Ryan anymore. The D-line room, they don't have any Jarrell Casey anymore. And the linebackers, they don't have myself in there to help lead those guys. So right now you're looking at, you know, an establishing of who's going to be the new top dog. You know, there's going to be a lot of guys that have to be counted on, but those guys got to stay the course. And definitely, man, Coach Pease, you know, put us at ease a lot last year with knowing just how smart he was with his play calling. And I think you can win a lot of games by just having a smart D coordinator that keeps you into the game and keeps your unit locked in, because at the end of the day, we wanted to play as hard as we could for Coach Pease, and it showed out there on the football field.
So, Wesley, when you watch this defense play right now, what are you seeing?
Man, it seems like a lot of things aren't connecting for my guys. You know, a lot of the playmakers that usually make all the plays, you know, they're not making those plays. That I don't know what's going on, but I just have to see more from those guys, man. They have to continue to step up, man. I don't want to call any names out. But I will say one guy who I've been, you know, in contact throughout this year, and that's Jayon Brown. And he's been one of those guys who I've been challenging, you know, to take that next step to become a household name. And I think he's been playing, you know, pretty solid football. But, you know, we just got to get that whole unit together, man. They got to continue to buy into it and continue to stay the course, because they're a good unit. They just have to become great. And I think the addition with King and that secondary is going to be helpful down the road. But it's one thing about this Titans team and this Titans defensive unit. They get better as the season go on. So, you know, you always want to be great the whole season, but if you're continuously getting better throughout the year and that towards the end of the year, you're in that top 10, that top 5 mentality, and those statistics are rolling around. I think that's what we got to take notice of, because this Titans team isn't built to be a front-running team. They're built to be one of those teams that get into the playoffs and they win a game, and that's how they're going to do it. They're just going to win by any means necessary, and I think that's what we're seeing from Tennessee.
Former Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Wesley, you brought up the leadership aspect of the defense. Obviously, you were critical in that role here with the Titans. As you look at this team now and evaluate some of their younger players, who kind of stands out to you from the leadership front? I know a lot of people point to Jeffrey Simmons, but I'm interested to get your perspective of who you think some of the leaders of this defense could be with younger guys filling those roles.
Well, I honestly don't see too many of the younger guys on defense being put in position to be leaders. You know, you look in the linebacker room, with Rashawn being the first round draft pick, he kind of is going to get the nod over anybody that's coming in after him. And that, to me, that leaves Jayon as the ultimate leader on that defense. And I think that's something that we've been cut short seeing with the Titans. A lot of stress has been placed on KB. A lot of leadership has been stressed and placed on the shoulders of KB. But if you ask me, I think every great defense, I'm talking about not good defenses, not okay defenses, your great defenses are led by a captain within that middle of the defense. That's your middle linebackers. That's your linebackers making plays. And I definitely want to see, you know, those reins and those ranks being taken over by my linebackers, man. But I definitely believe in KB. I think KB is one of those guys that's going to take the defense to the next level, because once you start making those big picks and those big plays, you know, the whole team feeds off of it. So we just got to see more, but those guys got to stay the course.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Kevin Byard there, Wesley, because I was going to ask you about him. Obviously has not had the kind of impact on the field in terms of making plays as we're used to seeing. And I wonder how much of that is, you know, trying to compensate for other things in front of him that aren't going well. When you watch him play, what are you seeing?
Man, I really want to see KB get back to that ball hawking safety mentality where, you know, he might be playing cover four on one half of the field, but he's taking over the other half. I challenge KB this all the time. Just take it to the next level. KB watches more film than anybody I've ever been around. And he's watching film in every meeting room. He's the one up there with his iPads going on. So he knows what to expect. So I think we're going to have to see that next step from KB as far as picking up what plays are going to come. You know, holding my disguise a little bit longer, going and ripping off these big interceptions off these quarterbacks, because he's that scary. He has that great of a range to get from one side of the field to the next side of the field and still make plays. So, hey, sorry, KB, we're putting a lot of pressure on you, but that's what you're here for. That's what you want. That's those moments that you're looking for to become that best safety in the game, and he has to do that continuously week in and week out, and we need to see that.
Former Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Wesley, obviously a big game for the Titans this week against the Ravens, and a team that you're familiar with, Lamar Jackson. Y'all went in there last year and shut them down in the playoff game. What do you make of Lamar Jackson right now? Obviously the MVP season last year hasn't been quite as productive this year. Do you think NFL defenses are starting to figure him out a little bit?
I wouldn't say figure him out. I would say they definitely expect what's going to happen. You know, if we can hold up in the back end and cover those guys, you know, 6-7 seconds, our front is going to get after him. And I think that's what a lot of guys are doing. They understand that in order to nullify his speed, we got to make Lamar run left and right. He has to run sideways. He can't run north and south. And that's what you're seeing more defenses. If you look at our game last year in the playoffs, that's where we got a lot of success. You know, I had a couple of tackles where I ran him down going sideways, and that was our game plan in those games. And I think that's what you have to do with any fast quarterback or any super fast running back that can change a game with one play. And so I don't necessarily think guys are just figuring out. I heard Lamar was saying on an interview where he feels that guys get to the line and they call out his plays. That's the NFL. If you go back from one of my favorite linebackers, Ray Lewis, he was calling out plays every single play. Look for this. Look, so that's what defensive do. So you can't be, you can't not expect guys to start picking up what you're going to run. But I think our Titans defense are definitely going to have to keep Lamar in front of him. They're definitely going to spy him. I'm sure that's definitely in the game plan. But I definitely think we have to get after him. We can't sit back and go with a three-man rush and have a spy. We got to send some pressure at him and make him, you know, make him escape the pocket. And I know that seems like that would be a bad thing, but make him escape the pocket and run sideways, not run down the field, because he's not dangerous when he's going sideways.
How different of a preparation week is it, Wesley, to look at the Ravens and what they do? And I guess more maybe assignment football defensively, right, because of the different things they do in the run game. How different is that, and how, I guess, gratifying was it last year that you guys seemed to have a perfect plan that you executed perfectly?
Yeah. I think last year, too, we caught them at a good time. Those guys are feeling themselves. They're coming off number one seed, and, you know, didn't really expect much of us, and we punched them in the mouth. And I don't think they were really ready for that moment. And so right now it's pretty much even terms. I think the Ravens coming into this game think they have the heads up over the Titans. But I think it's going to start. I'm sure I can hear Vrabel's and the defense, the DB coaches saying it's going to start with us this week. And it really is. It really is going to start with the secondary because they're going to have to cover a little bit longer. They're going to have to run a little bit farther because Lamar Jackson is an explosive player. When he escapes that pocket, he can still make plays. So those guys are going to have to cover a lot in that back end. But I really think that one key player to me who's a guy that you rarely ever – not he's a guy, but a position that you would rarely see making an impact other than Aaron Donald, I really think Jeffrey Simmons is going to have to continue to be an X factor in these games and putting his stamps on the games and helping win up front. Because if he can take away that run game with Mark Ingram – and make the Ravens one-dimensional to where now they can only pass the ball and we rely on our speed, on our defense to track down Lamar, I think the Titans have a really good shot at winning the game.
And Wesley, I'm interested to get your perspective on this. I saw your tweet the other day talking about linebacker play in general in the NFL, and you said, quote, yeah, it's like 5 to 6 linebackers that's been playing lights out this year. What did you mean by that, and what do you make of linebacker play as a whole in the league right now?
You know what, man? I really think the position group that was hit the most by missing OTAs, not having a long camp, was the linebacking group. You know, I see a lot of misreads. I see a lot of false steps. I see a lot of guys afraid to make just normal plays. If the running back's shoulder are stretched to the sidelines, then get your tail over there and make the tackle. You know, it's a lot of play fighting with the linemen and not getting off blocks. So I really think that was something that, you know, hurt my linebacker core throughout the league, man. And it's just, it doesn't look fluid throughout the NFL right now with linebackers. I mean, of course, you get your Leonards and your Wagners. Those are guys going to play solid regardless because it's built in them. I think Jayon has been up there to me. He's one of those 5 or 6 guys that I think has been playing, you know, pretty good this season. So it's definitely a struggle. It's a lot of young linebackers in the league, and The league is always young for one, but I really think the linebackers have to step it up, man. I haven't really seen too much to be impressed by.
So Wesley, what's life for you like now? Are you doing some youth football coaching? Still coaching your son? What's going on?
Man, the lumberjack, man. I'm a full-time baseball coach now, man. My little son, man, they have a playoff game tonight, so that's my excitement on the weekends. And my daughter has softball, so things are going great down here in Orlando. You know, just enjoying myself, enjoying my family, and you know, hey, putting time into myself and watching my Titans play football, man. They got a tough 4 weeks coming up, man. These next few weeks are going to tell a lot about the season. You know, they got to go. They have to go 2-1. Win these next 3 games, or the season is going to be really in jeopardy of not making the playoffs or definitely not winning that division. So they're a bunch of street rats. They don't like a pressure applied on them, but I'm going to apply the pressure on these guys, man. They got to show up, and we got to get at least 2 of these next 3 games if we want to continue to stay fighting and have a chance to get in the playoffs. So those Miami Dolphins are on everybody's tails right now.
Former Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. Wesley, appreciate you taking time to join us, man, today. Great stuff.
You're welcome. Signing up, guys.
Coming up next, we'll react to what Wesley Woodyard had to say there. A lot of interesting stuff regarding the current state of the Tennessee Titans. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning. Thanks to former Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard for joining us in the last segment. Lots of really good stuff there, Joe. Some interesting comments about the Titans defense right now. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. No, some good insight from him. And, you know, just the idea of some guys needing to step up. But obviously, he believes it, and I don't doubt him at all. I mean, they did lose some important voices, including his.
Yeah, and to that point, we've talked a lot here on the show about the defensive coordinator and not having one. Not having a guy that you know, this is going to be the guy with the game plan every week. This is the guy with the title. This is the guy in charge of coordinating everything that happens defensively. How important is that? How important is having a DC to get everything flowing the way it should be on that side of the ball. Here's what Wesley Woodyard had to say.
Yeah, I think it's really, really, really key. If you look at my 6 years in Tennessee, I had two of the best defensive coordinators that the NFL has ever seen. And, you know, Coach Pease and Coach LeBeau. You know, the great thing about a defense is that you kind of take on that mentality of your D coordinator. And that's what we did with Coach LeBeau and Coach Pease. You know, man, Coach Pease is probably one of the most influential men within, I would say, within any NFL locker room he's been in. And, you know, that's it's struggling times because if you look at the defensive unit, every position room lost their key leaders. And I think right now they're in a pivotal position and a pivotal time that they have to establish themselves as leader. They have to get a new identity. The DB room, they don't have Logan Ryan anymore. The D-line room, they don't have any Jarrell Casey anymore. And the linebackers, they don't have myself in there to help lead those guys. So right now you're looking at, you know, an establishing of who's going to be the new top dog. You know, there's going to be a lot of guys that have to be counted on, but those guys got to stay the course. And definitely, man, Coach Pease, you know, put us at ease a lot last year with knowing just how smart he was with his play calling. And I think you can win a lot of games by just having a smart D coordinator that keeps you into the game and keeps your unit locked in, because at the end of the day, we wanted to play as hard as we could for Coach Pease, and it showed out there on the football field.
So, Joe, you hear those comments from Wesley Woodyard talking about not only the D coordinator position, but losing the key leaders in every position group. So you think about Logan Ryan not being in the secondary anymore. You think about Jarrell Casey not being up front on the line anymore. And you think about Wesley Woodyard not being in that linebacking room anymore. How big of a factor, how big of a deal do you think that's been in what we've seen from some of the defensive struggles so far this year for the Titans?
It's very hard to make that judgment because these are intangibles, but I can't imagine that there's not some pretty significant impact there. I mean, I think all three of those guys, very important leaders. I think if you pointed to one of them, both in terms of leadership and play, I would point to Casey. Casey, just, you know, a guy who just such a forceful player, a pro even when this team was bad, and a guy who I think was really an emotional spark. For this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.